This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump is set to meet with fellow members of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization this week. He's been sharply critical of European countries and Canada for not spending enough on military budgets that underpin NATO. Countries had already been increasing their military spending after Russia annexed Crimea. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
American presidents have complained about how much the 28 NATO members spend on defense for decades, and they have an argument. Right now, only five countries spend the established goal, 2% of GDP. The United States spends about 3.5%. Nina Jankowicz at the Woodrow Wilson Center says the president can complain all he wants, but that 2% number is a goal, not a requirement.
The United States is not the mafia don of collective defense. This isn't a racket. So this continued bullying, all it's really doing is straining relationships with our allies at a time where we really need to be working together.
European nations tend to spend more on healthcare and unemployment and less on defense. But Charles Kupchan, a fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, says it's a mistake for Trump to focus solely on the numbers.
A lot of the pressure should be put on how countries spend that money.
He says it should be about NATO's strategy, not dues. And it's good timing for these talks. After the NATO summit, Trump heads to Helsinki for a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.